Good morning. We're going to talk about hobbies. What kind of hobbies do you think people have? Know of any hobbies? No hobbies. You don't have any hobbies yet, do you? No, because you don't even know what a hobby is. A hobby is something that you enjoy doing, you have fun doing. Like some people's hobby is taking pictures. They'll take pictures of nature or whatever. Some people like to fish or hunt. Things like that, okay? Some people like to build things, airplanes, little model airplanes, boats, whatever. Those are little hobbies. So let me ask you, since you don't have a hobby, do you think God has a hobby? You think so? We use our imagination. I bet you we can think that maybe God has a hobby. I don't know. I think if he does have a hobby, you know what it might be? Bird watching. What do you think of that? Bird watching, huh? Can you kind of imagine God in heaven with binoculars and he's looking down on heaven? He's looking for the birds that he made. And if we can really stretch our imagination, he's probably sitting there saying, oh, there's a robin. He's looking over here. Oh, there's an eagle. There's a meadowlark. What kind of birds do you see at your house? Okay. Pigeons, blackbirds, robins. How about sparrow? You know what a sparrow is? The little brown bird. He's not very big, but he's a brown bird, and they're everywhere. God made millions and millions of sparrows. You have a lot of those? Yeah, I think everybody has sparrows. He must have really loved sparrows, huh? Because he made so many of them. But you know what the Bible says? Well, this isn't the Bible, but this is a bird book. You can see a lot of birds. Lots of birds. All kinds of birds. You know what God said about the sparrow? He said, never thought, probably look for a sparrow in here. He said that not one little sparrow will fall to the ground without him knowing it. Can you imagine that? Of all the world and everything and all the birds around, he says, one little sparrow will not fall to the ground without me knowing it. Not fall to the ground means it will not die without me knowing. So if he knows when a sparrow dies, and the Bible says they were sold for like a penny. I guess they sold sparrows then. They're pretty cheap. Do you think God knows when we do something or when we die? Even more so, doesn't he? Because we're a lot more important and valuable than a sparrow. See those birds? Little brown sparrow, common, ordinary thing, yeah. God says, there's a lot at your house, yeah. God says, you know what? I know when they die. You got that one? Okay. Yeah. He says, I know when they fall, and I know where they fly and everything else. More importantly, he says, I know where you live and you and everybody, and I know what you do and I know what you need, and I love you very much. So there's nothing that you can do that he doesn't know. And one more thing it says, you know how many hairs are on your head? I don't know. I'm asking you. Huh? You don't know? You've never tried to count your hairs? She can't, maybe you can count her hair. You could, no. I ain't touching her hair, no way. Right? God does. He knows how many hairs are on your head and mine and everybody's. Isn't that amazing? God is amazing. And when you comb your hair and you lose a hair, he knows how many you lost and how many are left. That is amazing. God is a powerful, wonderful God who knows everything. More importantly, he knows you and he loves you. And he wants you to love him with all your heart, okay? So the next time you see one of those common, ordinary brown sparrows, God sees it too. And he knows the beginning and the end of its life. He knows the beginning and the end of ours too. Okay? Thanks.